he was blessed with the darshan, he saw Sri Ram in his physical life. So if he chanted his name the wrong way with faith and devotion, and he was blessed with the darshan, and he composed the original Ramayana in classical Sanskrit, what is it if someone mistakes or if someone chants a few wrong words in prayers? Mind you, I'm not supporting wrong words and not reciting it properly. But I'm just giving you an example from the scripture where people did the same prayer. Instead of saying Ram, he said Mara. And he was blessed because of his sincerity, his love and devotion. But sometimes, again, we all make mistakes as pundits and leaders of society. We all make mistakes sometimes when we read and we conduct our services. But the main thing, it should be done with faith and devotion. And if we make mistakes, we should be able to forgive another person who makes mistakes. I saw so many people writing negative things and criticizing this gentleman. Let us pause for a moment and look at our own mistakes, the things that we overlook sometimes, especially our pundits, when it comes to reciting the Hanuman Chalisa. So let us cut him some slack. The main thing we try to do is faith and devotion. But yet again, on the other hand, if you're going to take on a responsibility, you must be prepared in every which way.
And especially our pundits.
Absolutely.
I mean, and
you know, on Saturday morning, Richardji, sorry, I don't want to cut you, but this word, this Hanuman Chalisa is recited over radio, over TV and everything. And there's so many wrong words. I urge our audience to pick up a copy. Don't tell me that you don't have Hanuman Chalisa. Everyone has a smartphone. Everyone has a tablet. Everyone has a computer. Go and download a version of Hanuman Chalisa. Have the copy. And when you hear these people reciting it wrong, make a note of the word, and you can call them and ask them. For example, the Doha or of the Hanuman Chalisa goes, Buddhi hi na tanu jani ke. Everybody said, Badahina. There's no word like Badahina. There's Buddhihina. And another one, to Charu Jugaparatapa Tumhara. Everyone in the West Indies makes this mistake. Hai Parasiddha. The name of Hanumanji is famous across all four yugas, Satyug, Treta, Dwapar, and Kaliyug, the four period of time. Everyone said, Hai Parasiddhi. Siddhi means an accomplished person, a person who acquired special blessings because of his tapasya. Siddha means famous. So the name of Hanumanji is famous. And there's so many words I can point out that people made recording. People are seeing over the air and they're seeing these wrong words.
And I just wanted to point out again, it's something that I didn't know. There is a particular recording of a bhajan, a very popular one. Anil Beam even did that. But what you were suggesting was that a lot of these West Indians make that mistake. Could you share with us so at least we could take away something today and maybe we could correct ourselves?
I'll give you, there's so many bhajans, but there's one particular one. Everybody sings, Ma Teri Mamata Kitana Pyari Kitana Pyari. Everybody sings Jagati. You look at all the West Indian bhajan books, they have Jagati. All of these popular pandits who pose off and, you know, get all of these big followers, God bless him. You have all of these top followers, but they can't, it's a real copycat. Everybody is saying, Ma Teri Mamata Kitana Pyari Jagati. Jagana means to wake up. You're now waking up, Durga Ma. The right word is Jatati. J-A-T-A-T-I, Jatati. Jatati means the poet is saying that I'm going to describe the glories of Durga Ma. You look at every bhajan book and you listen to this bhajan. My dear friends who are listening, the audience, please listen to this bhajan. I'll listen to all the recording that our famous pandits make. And all of this sing Jatati. And the right word is Jatati. Again, you do not know the language. All of these bhajan books, there are so many wrong words. This bhajan book like Bhajan Mala, just to name a few. Mm-hmm. Oh, so many wrong words. It's a wonderful attempt to do service within our community, to provide the service of having the bhajans and transliteration and meaning. The meaning is something totally different, most of the bhajans. But if you want to do it, my dear brothers and sisters, our leaders, please ask someone who has a working knowledge of Hindi to help you to correct these books, because we are spreading wrong words from this generation and we will continue like the Hanuman Chalisa for many generations to come. So if you're doing something, please put some effort. Please have someone to proofread that book, some Hindi-speaking person who knows the right word and right pronunciation and give the right meaning, because the books have so much wrong words and wrong meaning. Again, Hindi is a language. Like any other language, if you do not learn it, you cannot know it. Not every Pandit know Hindi. Most our Pandits in the West Indies do not know Hindi. You try to speak to them in Hindi, they're watching you like you're lost. We're not taking cheap shots to anyone. This is general observation. And sometimes the teacher has to be a little stern with the students for them to focus on this on the subject or the matter that is being taught to them, right? So that's why we have to make sure that whatever we do to the best of our ability.
And you know, this interview, I wanted to have it so that we could teach a little bit, not to criticize and not to condemn, because
No.
I am sure from what you said about that bhajan, Ma Teri Mamta, a lot of people would know now and watch out for it. So there's something to be learned here. And just before I let you go, what are some of the classes and what are some of the services you and your temple give that if someone wanted to come and be part of?
Absolutely. Well, our mandir, Sankat Mujahar Mandir, Ajax 39 West New York South, we are a little mandir. We are in the process of trying to raise some funds to have a bigger place because we have outgrown our congregation at this time. So every Sunday, there is Sunday morning satsang from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. And I must say, after COVID, our congregation, we have about 60 to 70% of our congregation as for people not from the West Indies, from all parts of India, from Hindus around the world.
Africa, from Trinity, including?
From Africa, people from around the world, people from Bangladesh, a few families from Pakistan, Hindus that live in Egypt around here. So we have most of our congregation not West Indian. So that's why in the temple I have to speak Hindi. I have to give instructions in Hindi. Now we have some old Hindi speaking people. Some of the devotees that they'll watch me sometimes, the West Indian brothers and sisters. Like Pandiji, what are you saying? Mm-hmm. But I said that you may not understand, but you have to cater for everyone. So every Sunday morning from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, followed by lunch, every Sunday. We study different scripture, and also we study one verse of the Bhagavad Gita, because the Bhagavad Gita is the handbook of life for every spiritual person. Not only Hindus, any spiritual person. You should study the handbook of life, like how any gadget, you buy a phone, there's a handbook, there's a manual how to use it. Any gadget you buy, there's a manual. The manual for life is the Bhagavad Gita. So every Sunday, we study one verse. Every Monday evening from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., there's Shiva Puja. Every Tuesday evening, there's Hanuman Puja from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. And you know, Richard, as I talk about Hanuman Chalisa Puja, do you know all our West Indian brothers and sisters do Hanuman Puja? And sometimes it makes me wonder. Wonder in the sense that for Hanuman Puja, the temple is packed with 150 people. And only I, my son, and my nephew, the three Pandits, are West Indians. Everybody else from any other part of the world. And we do Hanuman Puja all the time. Guyanese, Trinidadian, around the world, people do Hanuman Puja, but we don't see any West Indian brothers and sisters do Hanuman Puja. It's strange.
Well, we're going to have that.
The Pandits, them.
I'm sure we would see that turn out. We have a couple of your devotees, Purit and Meena, they're sending Sitaram to you. But Pandit, thank you very much. And I know you were in temple, and I hope we were able to share some light on these little common occurrences, and if we could do something to improve and correct it. And I say this to my Muslim brothers and sisters too, because not so many of us speak Arabic. And there's a blend sometimes of Urdu by tradition and Arabic. And I just think, you know, we ought to, if we want to attain betterment, we should take time and learn. Thank you again for your time.
Richard, one thing before you leave, just one quick 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm,
so those who are listening, I urge you, if you'd like to follow us on our social media, TikTok, or you can follow on Instagram, on our YouTube channel, on Facebook as well, Sankat Mochan Hanuman Mandir. You can be able to get more information, and we can be able to spread the word, and be able to spread our little knowledge, whatever we know, we want to share that with the world. So thank you very much
thank
for having
you.
Me, Richard. And once again, on behalf of our entire community, I would like to thank you for the yeoman service you're performing, my brother. Thank you. May Hanumanji bless you with health and strength to live for at least 100 years to continue to serve all our communities, our Muslim community, our Christian community, our Hindu community, our Baha'i community, all communities you serve with so much love and so much respect. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you,
my brother. Thank you, Panditji. Well, that's, of course, I mean, for him to take the time. I hope you get the message and don't take it in the wrong way. And again, we're here to talk about a lot of things. And one of the things is that this beautiful young lady sitting in front of me, she's here for a big show. Well, let's just say first and hello to your mom and dad back home.
Yes, of course. Sitaraman, hello to mommy and daddy, to my sister, my brother-in-law, my pupu, my six-month-old niece, who her eyes apparently glisten when she hears my voice, whether it's over the phone, over a video call, over the radio, or see me on TV. She gets excited at 6 months old. Okay. So, so hello to everyone, and thank you for all your love. To my auntie in Canada as well, who's here, who's at home listening, my cousins, and to my Canadian dad, my Uncle Mike, who's here with me.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, all your fans.
Yes, yes.
You have a lot of following here, let me tell you. But let's go back to the music. We're coming back and chatting with Cherish. She's here to work today. It's a beautiful day, and I'm wearing my spring colors today. Because Cherish was coming, you know? It's been a while. I'll keep watching the shirt and saying, nah, it's a little too rainy. But today, no. We're ready for them. Spring has sprung. The band is listening. I want to say hello and welcome to Miss Angela. I'm not sure where she is, but okay, Nanda will be dancing away. Oh, Nanda, yes, I saw you dancing at some, where you call that, Thursday night, it's at Dig Dotty, Thursday night before the wedding, when the ladies go,
the Mehendi,
is it Mehendi, but they were in a park, digging the dots,
Matikur,
I think it was. I saw Nanda dancing up a storm. And of course, a friend of videotaping, and what's her name, Angela. Want to say thank you to all of those who've been messaging us for the audio on TV. Thank you so much. It wasn't anybody's fault. It was a kind of technical glitch, actually. And welcome back to Derry and Devika, coming back from their cruise. Welcome home. I hope you guys are in good health. Well, somebody said, stop, look sharp. I'm trying to say yellow. Is it yellow or green?
It's yellow.
Yellow. I'm colorblind. I'm going to call it wrong. As Zahir, and welcome Zahir. Kamal and Suzanne on board. Hey Nanda, always a pleasure having you in my company, Miss Sunshine. And now we're going to bring on one of our local stars. Kuch 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 hota hai. But listen to this one, Alia. How she say? Cherish our music.
Cherish our music.
Hey! That's what we're talking about. I put on this camera for it. Let me see the talk here. There. All right, let me switch.
So tonight, may the fourth be with you, me, and Ravi B and friends.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be at Dreams Convention Center. It's going to be yours truly alongside some very, very talented artists from Trinidad as well as some locals here in Canada. Oh, we're going to have some people from New York as well. We're going to have Joey from New York. It's going to be Nisha B, Karma Diban, Terry Gadra, Jigayanese Babu himself, Omar Dutmaraj, Emily Singh, Emily Moore, Caitlin Sultan, baby girl Caitlin Sultan from Trinidad. And it's going to be a great show.
And of course, Cherish will be doing some of her favorite numbers that we have been praying for years here. Cherish our music is here, and let me tell you, we are hoping, I'm not sure, we didn't discuss it at length, but we want to do something special for Mother's Day. By the way, today we're going until 5 o'clock and add an additional hour as we prepare to celebrate Mother's Day next weekend. And next week we will do the same, an extra hour that was afforded to us by the management of WTOR. So, stay with us. So we wanted to see if we could get Cherish to come in and do a little concert. So I'm asking Cherish to take charge of that and package of program for us on Sunday, Mother's Day. So
definitely.
Good. I saw her at 103, so I want to see if we could duplicate or make it even better than that. So that's coming up. So stay with us, Mother's Day. Hey, Mama, don't forget, we're doing that so you in Trinidad wouldn't miss out. You would see your baby girl. In time for Mother's Day, they are opening a brand new store, and this is happening on the 11th of May at 2720 North Park Drive, unit number 42. This is a beautiful jewelry store, and I'm telling you, I've been there, and the security setup, and I was talking to someone who's involved with the project. They're bringing in a lot, 22 karat gold jewelry from Dubai, Singapore, India, and Pakistan. And they specialize in customized bridal jewelry. So you want to get that dollar hint, something nice, listen. Check them out at Pyle Jewelers. Pyle Jewelers coming and opening their store on May 11th at 11 o'clock. And again, at 2720 North Park. And you know, you have to go to Dubai or Japan now to get it. It's coming. And beautiful pieces. So looking forward to seeing you. And of course, they would be having a sale. And lots of nice items, affordable items for mom on Mother's Day. So check them out. They're not open yet. They're opening on the 11th. May 11th at 11 o'clock. Again, the address you want to keep it, 2720 North Park Drive, unit number 42 in Brampton. Let me just give you the phone number, 905-790-7879. 905-790-7879. I want to say hello and welcome to Global Wireless Solution. I want to say hi to Pam and Derek Silochan, of course, with stores across the GTA. As we continue, we have another Cherish Art item lineup for you. Are you ready? Let me take in this one. No, Cherish, you can't dance on the table. Look, ask her to come on the table. You can't do it. They could dance on the floor, but you can't go on the table.
Socks. Huh? But I'm wearing socks.
No, they can't go on the table.
Okay, fine.
Hey! Hey, I was always asking for somebody to come and dance. We have a dancer, singer, model in studios. Performing tonight at the Ravi B concert. Get your tickets. There are still tickets available. It's Ravi B concert. This is his own show. And he's going to be putting things together. So bring the kids out, bring the entire family. It's going to be a family event. Caitlin Sultan will be there. Welcome again to Caitlin and her parents. Her little sister, you know her sister name? I keep...
Kaylee.
Kaylee.
Mm-hmm.
Kaylee is her manager. Security.
Yeah, I definitely think that she's also the tougher one out of the two.
Cherish our music. And those of you who are watching it on television, Cherish, where was this video shot?
This was shot right in Trinidad at Palmas Park.
You walk over there then?
No, I drove. I didn't want to get too worked up and have to be, you know, sweaty before the video even started. So I drove.
And that's near to you though, right?
Yes, it is. It is not far from where I live. It's about 10 minutes.
So after here, you'll be going for a song check at the Dream Convention Center.
Yes.
And of course, it's the first time you're performing with the band Ravi B and his crew?
This would be my first show with Karma.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really excited. It's also my first show here for 2024 in Toronto itself. And it makes me nervous. I feel a sense of excitement. I'm highly anticipating this show. I just want to make sure and go out there, give it my best, sing everyone's favorite songs that they love so much for me, and make it the best performance that I can.
All right, and don't forget, next week, Sunday, we're working on, and we'll let you know Saturday for certain, but of course, leading up, because we mentioned, we have to get everything in place for her, because she want to make sure she do a good job, so we'd have to make sure Chris Sokol is on board, and Jainan, but Jainan is in Guyana. I'm not sure if he'd be back in time, so we'd have to figure it out, but if not this Sunday from Mother's Day, next Sunday, sorry, it would be soon, because without Jai, our engineer, I don't want to take a chance, you know. I want to make sure she songs good as she always do and get her in to do that. Well, when we come back after this commercial break, we want to let you know we have lots and lots of Ravi B music here to share. So we're taking a short commercial break and coming right back.
So you own a business, have an event you want people to know about. You want to spread the word to as many people as possible that your product or service exists. Call AdWorks International. AdWorks is an advertising agency which utilizes professionals in radio, television, and print advertising to help you get your company's message across. Your ad will be noticed by more people more quickly. AdWorks from concept to completion will deliver an ad that works. AdWorks International. Call 416-832. 7293.
TravelSpan is pleased to announce tours to Ayodhya, Varanasi, India, and Dubai. Plus Europe, Spain, Portugal, South Africa, Footsteps of Paul, and a Mediterranean cruise. TravelSpan Tours always has a guide to accompany you during the tour. You will always be with someone to ensure you have an enjoyable experience. Treat yourself, tour Ayodhya, Varanasi, and Allahabad where the three sacred rivers of Ganga, Yamuna, and Saraswati meet. Plus North or South India. TravelSpan serving the communities for 30 years with many tours with many options. Call TravelSpan in New York at 212-243-0865, in Canada 647-557-6200, in Georgetown 227-1701, in Verbis 337-4287, or in Trinidad 645-1604. So call TravelSpan Vacations today.
Hey, the weekend breakfast platter is back at Roti Roti. Saturdays and Sundays from 9 a.m. to 12 noon. Come choose from boss of shot fried beef, sada roti, or mix and match. Enjoy a cup of tea, coffee, or a cold glass of Mohri. Our breakfast menu includes fried plantain, roast baigan choker, saltfish and tomatoes, mokarin, pumpkin, fried aloo, shatai, spinach, and chana and aloo. All for only $15, taxes included. Roti Roti, 979 RGN Road. 416-745-9208. Come and enjoy our weekend breakfast.
Global Wireless Solutions Incorporated, a Rogers authorized dealer, invites you to visit them for all your Rogers wireless services, such as cell phones, Ignite TV and high-speed internet, home monitoring and MasterCards. Whether you're shopping for your business or just for your personal use, give them a call at 1-888-226-8354 and let them find a solution that will fill your wireless needs. Global Wireless Solutions and Rogers, keeping you connected.
Ebony Night Production in association with Andrew Hilton Realtor presents the hilarious comedy Lucky Money, featuring Karen Harrier, Pablo Hoylett, and me, Oliver Samuel.
Lord, may I hear music? Heavenly music, Lord have mercy.
It's a program on the neighbor TV.
Make them fit on the top little louder. Me want it then to music.
Playing Friday, May 10 at 8 p.m. at the Woodbine Banquet Hall in Etobicoke. Saturday, May 11 at 8 p.m. and Sunday, May 12, two shows for and 8 p.m. at the Metropolitan Center, 3840 Finch Avenue in Scarborough. For tickets, call 905-887-3297.
Lucky money, a family affair!
When you're looking for video production, don't go just anywhere. Check out Kaya Studio for weddings, birthdays, anniversaries, live stage shows, TV commercials, and production. Call Chris at 416-284-4770 or 416-577-4770 or email Chris at ksstudio@rogers.com. It's Kaya Studio for video and photography production.
Trinidad's Sam G brings you a radio show like no other. Step into the Bollywood Zone, the Indian music industry's biggest hit. You've just gotta hear this show. Saturdays from 4 to 6 p.m. exclusively in Toronto on Shabnam Radio.
Hey, we have Sharishar with us here. Sharishar, I want to ask you. You are pretty much friends with a lot of the artists out of Trinidad and Tobago. What do you think about the quality of videos that are coming out now, Gil?
Currently, we have some really nice videography because we're focusing more on, I wouldn't say just the video, the quality, the 4K quality, but also cinematography. So you're finding artists being a little more creative, adapting a lot from the Western side, and incorporating that into their production, and you're getting a better quality of video, you're getting a better quality of story, mm-hmm. you're getting concepts, you're seeing concepts, you're seeing lighting, you're seeing modern things of today, and it's different, it's very different. Some of them are really good.
I am very, very proud to see what's coming out, honestly.
Yes.
This one I'm about to share with our viewers and listeners is Nishad M and Master Salim. I
mm-hmm.
love this song. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, ladies and gentlemen, it sounds like one of those Lakhan Karia kind of.
Yes, and I think this song that you're going to play is a perfect example of what I just said about concepts, video concepts, sitting down and taking the time to plan and have a written script to work with, so you know that your video has substance.
It's like a little mini movie.
Yes, yes it is.
And you know, when you look at the texture of the colors and stuff like that. So listen, we're not here to tell you about it. We want to show you about it. Show you. And we're going to get this one up and running. Don't forget, we are here to tell you about a big show this evening. There's still time to get tickets. You can get it at ticketgateway.com. Get it. DJ Navi is going to be there. We're going to have a fun time. It's an exciting day. It's about time we put the cold weather behind us. And, of course, the warmth coming in from the Caribbean. We have so many people coming in from. It's a big cast coming in for this one. And, of course, once again, hello to my brother, Terry Gadraj. You know, maybe I should. Terry, if you're in Tonga, no, you're listening. At least, Mr. Hardin, tell your southern law to give me a call. All right? When you say that song, Cherish, Terry, Mr. Hardin, tell me that butter. Well, Bottom something song, you know, Bottom House song. Baka Sipea.
Yeah. Well, actually, when we released that song and we sent it out to all of the DJs, all over Guyana, Suriname, all over Trinidad, the first thing they told us was, this is the Wedding House tune. Oh,
yeah,
this is the Wedding House tune, yes.
And Mr. Hardin pointed that out to me. So, Mr. Hardin, I hope you enjoy that one. And here we go with I don't know the name of the song, ladies and gentlemen, but this is Nishad M and Master Salim.
Ladies and gentlemen, tell me what to do. Ladies and gentlemen. boys can drink, but not one of them could die. Ladies and gentlemen, please tell me what to do. Ladies and gentlemen, please tell me what to do. Yes!
Hey, speaking about Lakhan Kariya, this is the voice of Ravi B, a tribute to the grandmaster himself, the late Sundar. Cherish, free to sing along. Let me hear the song. Yeah, nah, you better make no mistake, you know, because they will say,
you falling from a plane, girl, you falling from a bar. Listen to me, darling, and go fall in love. You falling from a plane, girl, you falling from a bar.
It's all happening tonight. Come and see, up close and personal, Ravi B, Cherishar, Nisha B. Who else we have on? Joe E.
We've got the Guyanese, Babu Cherry Gajraj and Umar Dutt Maharaj.
Ah, oh boy, that's my boy.
And we've got some locals as well, Emily Singh and Emily Moe.
Okay.
Not forgetting the cute and sweet Caitlin Toker.
Let me talk about Caitlin a little bit, boy, because, you know, she has a fan base around the world now.
She does. She does.
And, you know, people talking about her as a young Marshall.
Yeah.
Protege. Like, you know, she is so... And he has taken a liking to her.
Because he's seeing a lot of himself when he was that age. In Caitlin, and she has the potential, and most importantly, she has the talent. This kid is definitely making waves right now all over the world.
And you know, she's wearing it so well.
Yes.
And I'm so proud of her. And she is for the first time. So listen, family, bring the kids out. It's going to be a nice event. It's about time we have a wholesome family show. And you'll be singing along with Ravi B. It's Ravi B and he's coming to entertain you and your family. Get your tickets available right now. TicketGateway.com. Hey, how about this one? This one...
I think this song took over the airwaves. It took over. Not just the airwaves, but on live performances as well. Whether it's a wedding, it's a birthday party, you name it, this song is a staple.
And you're getting it live this evening at your sweetheart, Nisha B, and her brother. I love how they perform. They have that energy. They love each other. They look after each other. So bring the family. Let's celebrate with Ravi B and his family this evening at the Dreams Convention Center. Tickets are available. Call now.
bring the bass. And of course, you know, this evening it's going out. And you know, Cherish, what I like about this concert, and Ravi, he's singing, he have so many songs that would satisfy everybody. Now we have the Chutney songs, we have the Filmy song, the new one, but we have some of the oldies.
Yes.
Like the next one I'm about to play. Let me dedicate it. Leave it to you to dedicate to your parents. They would love it.
Definitely. This one, I'm not sure.
No, you have to open your radio voice and go and say, you know, this is Cherish R on Shabnam Radio.
The poet. Okay, let's go. So this is yours truly, Cherish R, and you're listening to Shabnam Radio. This next song is dedicated to my parents, my mom and dad, back in Trinidad. I love you very much.
Why
and this next
door?
Song is for you.
All right, so we're trying to line it up, Basima Padda. Edil.
Okay, but how was that? How was
very
that?
Good, very
was
good.
Was that a good, a
yes.
good run?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Amu, number 63. On your list. Chaudhavika Chan.
Oh, how did you know this is really their favorite song?
See, I tell you, I have.
Did you speak to Daddy?
No.
I feel like you spoke to Daddy before, because this is their one of their favorite.
Anybody
movies.
Would like this song.
It's beautiful.
And of course, so you're hearing all kind of songs like this, and you ready? Here we go. We could sing along. And leave your worries at home. Rakesh Yankaran and Ravi B. On Shabdam Radio. Listen, if all you're singing along this song, not take worries. Take the Dulahin and come out tonight. Hey, Gary, Devika, you heading down? It's Ravi Mania, Karma Mania on Shabdam Radio, Caribbean Showtime. You know, Cherish, we could play for 5 hours songs from Ravi B and
Ravi
still have time to play them.
Ravi is a very versatile singer, and he did this good job of singing a song from each genre of music. His repertoire is one of the widest repertoires I've heard in a long time.
And I think he's one of the hardest working artists out there, because he doesn't claim to be a big singer. I remember in the day when Ravi was working at 90.5, and he would get people there like Heidi and them to write songs and explain. And he did one called Backstabber, and all the Hindi and the words he had to practice and pronounce. And, you know, he wasn't shy to say he didn't know, but he was practicing and doing. And I mean, everybody would say, you know, he stick with each other, but we would sing along and we'd enjoy now when we hear Raymond Ramnarankar's version of a song. We prefer that.
Yes.
You don't want to hear the original anymore.
Yes, and it's the same with Ravi.
Yes.
When you listen to the amount of energy and effort that Ravi puts into his vocals, his productions. It really captivates the younger audience as well as the older. He sings music that pleases everyone.
And we had forget my partner Rakesh.
Of course, he's a legend.
The boss.
The Raja himself, the living legend.
And you know, when he collaborates with Raymond and Ravi and everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I find though? I just wanted to play another one. We take a break after this. But you know, I'm surprised that when an artist like Ravi B was attacked, as we saw recently, where the ass was all the other artists that couldn't stand up. Instead, they shook in fire. They shook in fire. But we're going to take a break and play some commercial and come back. You ready, Mamu? Go ahead. Freight System Limited, a global leader in freight forwarding, providing trucking and warehousing services across Canada and the US of A. Varex Freight System Limited provides air and ocean freight globally. To engage our services, please email us at info@varex.com.
So you own a business, have an event you want people to know about. You want to spread the word to as many people as possible that your product or service exists. Call AdWorks International. AdWorks is an advertising agency which utilizes professionals in radio, television, and print advertising to help you get your company's message across. Your ad will be noticed by more people more quickly. AdWorks from concept to completion will deliver an ad that works. AdWorks International. Call 416-832-7293.
When thinking of shipping a barrel, box, or sending money back home, think of the name you can trust. Think Lapakan. Lapakan has been serving our community for over 25 years, and a significant portion of every dollar spent at Lapakan goes to work in our community, here and back home. Together, we are making a difference. For your shipping and money transfer needs, call Lapakan, 416-292-4370. Lapakan, the name we can trust.
Sheikh Halal Farms, now open to the public at their warehouse location, only on Thursdays and Saturdays, 12 Steinway Boulevard, Etobicoke. Sheikh Halal Farms, 100% Zabia Halal. For over 40 years, Charlie West Indian Food Mart has been serving our vibrant community across the GTA with quality and freshness from the Caribbean. Fruits, vegetables, fish, including all necessities and unique flavors from back home. Sue and Charlie want to say thank you for your wonderful friendship and support over the years. And looking forward to serving you at 3057 Hugh Ontario Street, Mississauga. Charlie's West Indian Food Mart, a family business proudly serving you and your family.
It's back. Superstars annual Father's Day dinner and concert. Saturday, June 15th at the Mirage Banquet Hall in Rexdale. Caribbean comedy, reggae rockers and old school soca. Featuring comedians Kenneth Supersad, Fat Man George, Jean-Paul and Mark Trinidad. Live reggae performances by Lazo with a tribute to Bob Marley. Chester Miller, the voice of Dennis Brown.
Oh, no.
Reggae rockers by Drastic and Cheyenne Bailey. Soca performances by old school soca legend Crazy. And Toronto's most versatile band, Moses Revolution, featuring Cheyenne Bailey. Plus steel band, soca dances, and music by DJ Badlad and DJ Starforce. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. This is a family event with kids under 5 free. Early bird tickets only $60 and includes food. Book your tables of 10 today at no extra charge and get appetizers on your table free. Call Nigel at 437-331-2387 for more info. Don't miss this one. You may regret it.
At Twilight Family Restaurant and Bar, 55 Nugget Avenue in Scarborough. Connector Music presents Connector 32, a musical journey. Doors open at 3 p.m. Show starts at 4:30 p.m. Featuring Preacher, Randy B, The Band Impact, and more. Admission is $25. Tickets available at TicketGateway.com. Call Connector at 647-778-1866. Connector 32, Sunday, May 5th, Twilight Family Restaurant and Bar. Something is happening.
Well, you know, we have this young man, Joey. Joey has been doing a really amazing job with not only writing his songs, but of course the way he markets it doesn't depend on wait for anybody. He's doing a really terrific job. So tell me a little bit of what you think about this one.
Joey is definitely the trending artist of, I would have to say, 2023 into 2024. He just came back with a bang. Now, Joey is not a new artist to the industry. Joey has been around for a long time, a lot longer than me. And
he's only look young.
He's just looked like a little boy.
He's just a lovely, nice fellow, nice boy.
Yes, very humble. Joey is a veteran musician. He's played for Karma. He was a keyboardist for Karma. He played Ableton for Mr. Killer, an international artist. He's well-traveled. He's been touring for a long time. And as of recently, he started taking the time to spend at his own studio working on his own music. So the songs that you hear that are currently the trending songs from Joey are songs that he produced himself. Recorded vocals, mixed and mastered and everything himself, and that is extraordinary for a young man to be able to do. And he's also at the stage where he's encouraging artists to start doing their own thing, get a little bit more confident in themselves and working on their music and, you know, expanding their art form.
You know, Cherish, it is a fact that, I mean, you know, when I hear you speak with so much knowledge. And as a young girl, because you really get into it, you talk about cinematography and the way the cameras and what they're doing now. You yourself have put together many, many videos and worked with many professionals to do just that.
Mm-hmm.
And you're coming from a place where knowledge, you learn a lot, you talk about it with authority. The way you just explain what Joey is doing, I mean, I've been following him on social media, and this is what I realized about him, that he was doing things on his own and teaching people while he went.
Mm-hmm.
You, I mean, they have been fighting in this business. As a young artist budding coming up, you didn't depend only on the chutney thing. Because when I see you, you would go to satsang, you would do your fasting, you would go Princess Tong by your partner, the member of parliament, the counselor.
Former counselor, Chris Hussein. Yes.
Yeah, my boy's lawyer now.
Yes. And, attorney at law, Chris Hussein.
And you is one really who take this thing to heart.
Yeah.
You know, your religious side of it, and when you perform, I look at your videos, a lot of work go into it. What are some of the things you would caution young and upcoming artists in getting into this business?
I would have to, some kind words of caution would be to be careful who you trust. Be careful of the advice being given to you from the quote-unquote veterans, older heads in the industry. Be careful, you know, you have to be very picky and be able to cipher what is being said to you from a place of love and genuine attention, and what is being said to you from a place of jealousy, envy, malice, because it's a real thing out here. And words of encouragement, stay focused on your deen.
But you can't do it
thing.
By yourself, you know. You want
no, of course
the introduction,
of course.
You know, and today just one hit song and you become a big thing. I've seen artists who really wasn't anything, and they come out with a one hit and then they become Miss Celebrity or Mr. Celebrity, you have one hit wonder kinda, you know. But yet still, everybody, there's an ugly side to this business that nobody talks about. You know, if I had to sit down with one of the big names in the business. I mean, I know them all. I mean, I have access. We can talk to anyone.
Yes.
But I wouldn't want to know which part they're on tour. They force those conversations upon you when they come.
Yeah.
Or we just come back from tour. Hey, by the way, that tour thing, I want to tell you. Some people just come and go to Tucci Rum Shop and go in Canada on tour.
They're going on tour.
And they're going to two rum shop, you know. I know where they're touring. But I would like to know how an artist feel when they drive by and they see themselves on a big billboard. Knowing that this chutney business wasn't all that, you know. It was a fight dong, Sundar Popo, and they didn't see there. But we have some good-looking artists, young, vibrant. And look at K.I., for example. K.I., remember, he's a good-looking fellow, well-spoken, educated. And What it feel like? This didn't, he wasn't born into it. You know, he was always on stage with his dad, for example. But yet still, to see yourself on a Caribbean airline, bigger than life size, how it makes you feel when you're traveling in Toronto or wherever, and somebody call up and come to you on a picture.
That is definitely.
It must make you feel.
That is an achievement. It's an accomplishment to know that all your hard work and all your effort, your blood, sweat, and tears that went into all your music, it paying off, it reaching somewhere, it helping you to reach somewhere. I mean, I can speak for myself when I fly out and I go to the venues and see posters all over walls, and you walk into restaurants and you're seeing posters up advertising for shows, and that humbles me. It makes me really appreciate what life has to offer to me, and the fact that people are recognizing me. They are being able to hear me and see me for who I am.
And you know, when you look at Anna Beam and the send-off he got, I mean, that was a tragic shock.
Yeah.
But you wonder, I'm sure at events like that, other artists would wonder, would I get the same send-off? You know, if it's going to be like that when Anna Nyankaran passed, that was another funeral that everybody was, you know, taken back with. But the celebrity status today, you just go on TikTok, you do your thing, you cuss up a few people, and you're a celebrity. But the one that we have coming out from a place of hard work, sweat and tears, like Raymond Ramnarayan and the others, K.I. and Ravi B. and others.
Yeah, these artists that spent 30-plus years, 20-plus years just working on their craft, building their craft to be able to stand today and said, yes, I've achieved this. Yes, I've done this. I've paved the way for the younger ones to come up. It's a lot of hard work that went into that, and I give them credit. I give them kudos 100%.
And that's why when, you know, there's still this fight down that I just wanted to share and give people food for thought. Why is it? There's a small tier of people, that top tier, is not that much, few years.
I think it's a lot to do, well, in my opinion, it's a lot to do with them reaching a stage where they're seeing potential coming up that can potentially surpass them. Not understanding that they had their time to reign and do everything possible in their power. And after one time is definitely a next. So therefore, you should be happy, just as you would have wanted someone to be happy for you when you were coming up. You would think that they would be happy for the upcoming ones. Unfortunately, this is reality, this is life and the society of today, and that is the way it is, that you would find those that would support the younger generation, the upcoming artists, and then you would find the ones that would see the upcoming artists as competition and would not want them to do any better than what they are doing.
Well, I saw a post by my partner, Virendra, and he was talking about somebody. I wonder who. But he was saying that some artists would tell promoters they can't hire anybody else. They got so big now. They're calling the shot. They don't want competition. They don't want to have any.